Playing roles. Listen to an interview with Emma Watson about her role as Pauline in the film Ballet Shoes. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions, A to I, with the answers 1 to 6. There are two extra questions that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Example.
Pauline experiences this overnight fame when the film comes out, and there's this line where she says, "I remember reading it when I first read the script and just thinking, wow, I really know how she feels. It's tomorrow night my face is going to be blown up as big as a house, and you know, everyone suddenly knows who you are. You think, people are going to find me out and no one's going to think I'm any good."
Question one.
Actually, I kind of just slipped into the role. I think it's because her experiences and the way she deals with things are not dissimilar to the way I myself do things. All in all, I found it very easy. Anyone who watches the film will be able to relate to one or all three of the girls in the story and the journey that they go through.
Question two.
You know, yes. Well, I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to leave Hermione behind. And that I was worried about playing something completely different. But actually, in the end, I found it pretty easy. So I was lucky there.
Question three.
The girls in the film really have a struggle on their hands because Gum, who kind of adopted the three girls, disappears and the money, basically, it runs out. So they're practically left to fend for themselves. There's kind of a necessity for them to work. They now need to work to survive. But also, fortunately, separately, the three girls are very ambitious themselves and each of them has inclinations and a personal dream. Whether or not they are successful in the end is, well, you'll see.
Question four.
Posse wants to be a ballerina because all her mother left her, you know, were these beautiful pink satin ballet shoes. So I think that Posse feels very strongly that is her calling and her destiny. And she's obviously very talented. Petrova loves cars, car engines, aeroplanes, mechanics. Pauline, she just loves to act, loves becoming a character. I think she's also very tied up in the glam idea of being an actress.
Question five.
Well, as I said, they're on a journey. There's a conflict and friction. They all have a lesson to learn. I mean, Pauline is in fact very insecure about herself. She starts to think there's a certain way she should act. Anne becomes very proud and cocky and starts becoming a bit of a brat, basically. And she loses her starring role in Alice in Wonderland. She's really gutted about it. The lesson she learns, I think, is very inspiring.
Question 6.
I think their story is really inspiring because they really... they succeed against all the odds. They find a balance between their own ambition and being part of a family. And it sounds very corny, but the message of the film is basically the dream can come true. And I don't know, I think that's a great message.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
Pauline experiences this overnight fame when the film comes out, and there's this line where she says, I remember reading it when I first read the script and just thinking, wow, I really know how she feels. It's tomorrow night my face is going to be blown up as big as a house, and you know, everyone suddenly knows who you are. You think, people are going to find me out and no one's going to think I'm any good.
Question 1.
Actually, I kind of just slipped into the role. I think it's because her experiences and the way she deals with things are not dissimilar to the way I myself do things. All in all, I found it very easy. Anyone who watches the film will be able to relate to one or all three of the girls in the story and the journey that they go through.
Question 2.
You know, yes. Well, I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to leave Hermione behind. And that I was worried about playing something completely different. But actually, in the end, I found it pretty easy, so I was lucky there.
Question 3.
The girls in the film really have a struggle on their hands because Gum, who kind of adopted the three girls, disappears and the money, basically, it runs out. So they're practically left to fend for themselves. There's kind of a necessity for them to work. They now need to work to survive. But also, fortunately, separately, the three girls are very ambitious themselves and each of them has inclinations and a personal dream. Whether or not they are successful in the end is, well, you'll see.
Question 4.
Posse wants to be a ballerina. Because all her mother left her, you know, were these beautiful pink satin ballet shoes. So I think that Posse feels very strongly that is her calling and her destiny. And she's obviously very talented. Petrova loves cars, car engines, aeroplanes, mechanics. Pauline, she just loves to act, loves becoming a character. I think she's also very tied up in the glam idea of being an actress.
Question 5.
Well, as I said, they're on a journey. There's a conflict and friction. They all have a lesson to learn. I mean, Pauline is in fact very insecure about herself. She starts to think there's a certain way she should act. Anne becomes very proud and cocky and starts becoming a bit of a brat, basically. And she loses her starring role in Alice in Wonderland. She's really gutted about it. The lesson she learns, I think, is very inspiring.
Question 6.
I think their story is really inspiring because they really... they succeed against all the odds. They find a balance between their own ambition and being part of a family. And, It sounds very corny, but the message of the film is basically the dream can come true, and I don't know, I think that's a great message.